That's right, everybody. This is your girl, Tate, and I'm back and ready to talk that shit. That's right. The Real Housewives of Potomac, Season 7, premieres October 9th, this Sunday. So I'm just going to go ahead and just to jump into this, because the first episode is going to be 75 minutes long, so I just can't wait. And for those that are new to Potomac, I'm just going to give y'all a rundown about some of the cast members and the cast members that's going to be on the show. So we have Karen, Giselle, Robin, Ashley, Candace, Wendy, and Mia. Then we're going to have two friends that's also going to premiere on this season, which is Charisse. And Charisse is not really new. For those that have been watching Potomac from season one, you know that she's been on season one, two, and I believe three as well. So Charisse is not really new to these girls. They all know her. And besides, I believe Wendy and Mia, they probably don't know her too much. But her storyline, that's why she's not on it now. That's why she's back as a friend. Anyway, then we have a new friend, which is Jacqueline. I don't know too much about her, so this will be my first time seeing what she's about on this show and who's her friend or who's talking about who, because that's exactly what's going to happen, y'all. So, just want to jump into this trailer because I just need y'all to hear what I'm hearing. Hopefully, if you follow me on Instagram or Twitter, you can go to Tay Talk That Shit and you can see the trailer there for the premiere. So, I'm just going to go ahead and play it.
Eyes of Potomac. You, Michael, are
getting a divorce.
We are. What is this activity on social media? I'm sick, I'm not sick.
Do you think I was doing it for attention?
I didn't see you.
Karen was sneaking out of town with someone that wasn't.
I wanted to talk to Juan about getting a prenup.
Why are you mentioning it now?
2:40 in the morning. I get this DM from Chris.
You come home at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Not everything.
You want to say that my husband made you feel uncomfortable?
100%.
I found a house with Michael.
This is not no damn divorce.
You're pushing yourself too much.
What you will not do. It's with my mother. You understand me?
You want to take a shot with us?
Bare in the woods?
Yeah.
Does the frog have a watertight asshole?
What?
Huh? Does a frog have a watertight asshole?
So that is the premiere. And when I say these ladies are throwing food at each other, throwing drinks at each other, they going in right now. This season looks like it's about to be crazy. So let me just jump into Ashley. You know, Ashley's supposed to be getting a divorce from Michael. But then you turns around and tells everybody that you and Michael are moving in together, getting a new place together, a house. Which I'm not understanding, because if I'm divorcing somebody, shouldn't y'all be splitting ways? But I don't know. This, you know, these days is different. You know, now in these days, people saying they separated one person in one room, the other person in another room, and I don't. Shit don't work out like that in my favor. You know what I'm saying? If we separate, we divorce, kudos to you. Bye-bye. Get the fuck out. You're gone. You live over here. I live over there. We ain't sharing no same goddamn place if we not together. But I don't know. I just think Ashley have that just for her storyline this year to just be relevant on the show. I don't know. I'm just saying. That's just my opinion. Then we got my girl Karen. My girl Karen, I'm sorry. I love her hands down. That's my girl. But this season, everybody's saying she got a little eye candy, that she out here in these streets, she's stepping out on her man. So, I don't know. I'm waiting to see. I got to see Karen, because let me see something. You know I'm going to talk that shit. You know I'm going to say it, girl. I'm going to put that shit out there. Then we have Robin. Now, Robin gets on my goddamn nerves. She's just like another Ashley. You know what I'm saying? They both just killed me, personally. So Robin, her whole issue is her and Juan got engaged, I believe, 2019 season, I think it was season 5. Yeah, season 5, they get engaged. And it's 2 years, well, not even 2 years. you know, 3 years later, you're talking about a prenup. Girl, you're not even married yet. They did say y'all did pick up some, your license or whatever like that. I don't know if you're going to get married. Hopefully, y'all do. Maybe it'll be a surprise after this season. I don't know, but you shouldn't be talking about no prenup right now. You've been engaged for like 3 years, 3-4 years now, girl. Let it go. Talk about that when you say I do. Or before, when you know you got your wedding dress. That's when you talk about it. Make sure you get married first. So, then we have Candace. Candace, she my girl too. She got my nerves a little bit, but that's still my girl. You know what I'm saying? But she got her man Chris out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying? He's all in these damn streets. And they saying that he been having a little shorty, a little thing on the side that he been going out. She's saying that he's coming in the house 1 o'clock in the damn morning. Like, what are you doing 1 o'clock in the morning? Like, tell me. If you ain't with me, what the fuck you doing 1 o'clock in the morning? But now they saying he might be having a baby. That shit is crazy. I don't know. I just know I'm excited. I know I just can't wait for this premiere to drop this Sunday. And I'm just ready to talk more shit. That's just it, y'all. Y'all already know how I get down. Especially if you listen to me, you already know what it is. So, for those that are new to my podcast, you can follow me for all my updates on my social media page, which is Instagram and Twitter, at Tay Talk That Shit. Not only that, you can also leave comments. You can express how you feel about the episode. And this season, I'm going to do a little something different. But I'm not letting nobody know until Sunday, October 9th. So I just want to say thank you to all my listeners out there for supporting me. For just, hands down, to say, well, something I just want to share real quick. Because I thought about it. At first, I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm going to say it. September 1st was my 1 year anniversary for my podcast. So I'm a kudos to me, and I'm gonna give myself a pat on the back, give myself a round of applause. So I'm just excited. You know, I'm just looking forward for another year, and hopefully I get more listeners. Hopefully I get more followers. And I just want to say thank you to everybody for listening. Have a beautiful day. I can't wait to talk more shit on October 9th.